Okay, so we continue in Shaar HaNava. We're on page 106 in the Arche Tzadikim. The Shir is always should be a Schos Ilan Nishmas Adir Chavachai Malaz Ben Shem Shinaryeh and a Schos for Nilin Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Rechaim Menachem Ben Tzion. Should also be a Schos for Fur Shlomo for Chaim Dov Ben Menorachu Chanuli Abba Shein Rachel and Abba Dati Ben Perlin a Schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he continues like this, and we're talking about how a person is supposed to conduct himself by using the Midah of HaNava. He says, V'chayiv Adam L'snaig B'HaNava B'Masa V'Matan. Person has to conduct himself with anava in business in bnei adam when he's dealing with other people ubinyanei when he's dealing with money lasais lefnim mishuras hadin, always go beyond the letter of the law, which means to always be machmir on himself and be mekel when it comes to others, and whenever he interacts with people b'shiflus it should be with lowliness and pleasantness, the ikra anava. And the true, the ikar, the root of humility is tachtav, is to humble yourself to those beneath you, to your servants, members of your household, and to those poor people that you help out, that you don't need and you're not afraid of. Someone who humbles himself to orphans, to widows, to converts. And he bears their burdens. Someone who is ranked out is dissed and he doesn't respond. Because of his extreme anava, this is a very high level of humility. So he says here on the bottom that we have to reinforce the idea of anava every time we go home. Every time we walk into our house and we find ourselves, let's say the house is dirty. So right away you get angry. Why is the house dirty? I'm paying for a cleaning lady. Why my wife can't put things away? The kids don't put things away, and you start to get angry, and you start to overbear and act strongly towards other people. He's saying that that very likely is related to a sense of gaiva that I deserve better. Why am I coming home to this mess? I deserve better. So similarly, when a mishulach comes knocking on the door. A Bala Nava looks at the person like he's an equal. He doesn't look down at the person, even though the Mashulach needs your help and you don't need his help. But you recognize that he's also an individual and you talk to him in such a manner. So that also requires a certain level of anivus. Yesh oid anava taivamai, there is another type of anava which is very good. Somebody who humbles himself in front of his rabbeim, in front of Tamid Chachamim, and in front of tzaddikim, and he thinks to himself, Elohim avdei Hashem baruch hu mishores v'yoyavav. These are the people that serve Hashem, and these are those that love him. And because of that, he lowers himself before them and he honors them. And this is true even if the Talmud is a big Talmud Chacham in his own right. At the end of the day, he should treat his Rebbe, who is a greater Talmud Chacham, with a certain level of respect. And he says we learned this out from the Maisa with Aaron and Miriam when they speak Lashon Hara, when Miriam speaks Lashon Hara about Moshe. So Hashem says, Madua loy, I think it's erase them. But he refers to Moshe as Ba'avdicha Ba'avdi Moshe. Says, my servant Moshe, why weren't you afraid to speak about my servant Moshe? So why does he have to say about my servant? Just say, why are you speaking about Moshe? So he says, Rashi says that the extra words Avdi is coming to teach that even if he wasn't Moshe, he was just a regular Eved, but he's my Eved, and that alone is enough of a reason that you shouldn't be talking about him. And he brings a story here that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman used to travel back to Radin to hear Shabbat Shuvah Drasha from the Chafetz Chaim, even when he was already a big Rosh Hashiva in Baranovich on his own right. And even though the Chafetz Chaim repeated the same Drasha every year, Rabbi Chanan still humbled himself to go and travel all the way back to his Rebbe to hear the drasha from him year after year. Do a little more. He says, "Gamzu anava taiva." This is also a good exercise in humility. She actually that a person thinks, "Ekana lifnei chachamim." I'm going to humble myself in front of chachamim. Kadeshi karvuni. They'll bring me close. Vilamduni, and they'll teach me. Vyochichuni. They'll rebuke me. Right, I want to be inspired. I want to follow. I want to emulate that tzaddik. So I'm going to hang out with them, and I'm going to humble myself in front of them so that I can learn from them. Yesh oida anava toiva moida, and there's another type of anava that's also very good. Shei yikana lifnei talmidav, that he humbles himself in front of his talmidim before yishlam kol inyan sasam, and he explains to them anything that's difficult. La gadol lefi gadol, la katan lefi katna. Obey everyone according to his level. V'farish v'yaks v'farish b'sev upon him yofes ashi yavino, and he keeps explaining it until they understand. But lo yoyman, he shouldn't say eich ashev al ze ashi yavin. How am I supposed to answer him 100 times? So lali b'kashik even, his heart is like stone. Ach yisada lo yoyse yidin b'nachas kam apamim. You should explain it to him many times. We know the famous Gemara in Erevin that the reward to Repreda, shechazar, the Talmud echad arba meos pamim, he taught his Talmud 400 times. So this is another level of anava where you humble yourself in front of your talmidim, who essentially on the totem pole are lower than you, but you humble yourself in the sense that you want them to understand, and you explain it to them time after time after time until they finally get it, and you don't say to yourself, "I understand it. It's not my problem that they don't. Why do I have to wait until they get it?" Rather, no, you humble yourself and you try to explain it to them time and time until finally, they understand, and we see from Repreda that taka is the proper approach. When Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe was up there for 40 days. But the truth is, when Hashem taught him the Torah, the first time he got it, but then he forgot it. He kept forgetting it until finally Hashem gave it to him as a matana. Why? Why not just give it to him as a matana right away? To show us that even if there are times where you're not getting it right away, you should keep applying yourself, and also the Rebbe should keep teaching, even if the Talmud keeps forgetting and you're not sure he's going to ever be able to comprehend. You should keep trying and don't give up on your Talmidim.